WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Erzolo, topping our report this hour. At the same hospital in Newark where New Jersey's first COVID-19 vaccine shot was administered in December, Governor Murphy announced today the state has surpassed his goal of 4.7 million people who live, work, or attend school in the state to be fully vaccinated by June 30th. Murphy also announced that legislation jointly sponsored by State Senate President Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Coughlin will name the Department of Health's new Trenton facility the Judith M. Persichilli Department of Health Building in honor of our state health commissioner. Such an honor left Persichilli nearly speechless. New Jersey Transit is the first transportation agency in the state to announce that face coverings are no longer required at train platforms and bus stops that are outdoors, and that means commuters can ditch the masks outside. However, masks are still required on trains, buses, and inside enclosed stations. A bill advancing in the Assembly would establish a state task force that would scrutinize youth sports. Coach, speaker, and author Randy Nathan says it has become a huge industry with few controls.
Of course, I think it is very important. I've been studying it for 10 years, and I'm so pleased to hear that New Jersey is going to be one of the first states to actually look within the world of youth sports.
The proposed panel would look at business practices of for-profit sports sponsors, training for coaches and parents to recognize signs and symptoms of bullying, and workshops on proper spectator conduct. This portion of the news is made possible by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard is here with Girl Scout cookies and world-famous soft serve. Grab it today only at your DQ. Happy tastes good. A woman who told guards at the main gate of the base at Naval Weapons Station Earl in Colts Neck she wanted to be on the grounds, and that she had a bomb in her car. The woman was taken into custody Thursday. Now, she is known to security at Earl for her other attempts to enter the base. A search of her car, however, turned up no bomb. Philadelphia police are investigating the shooting deaths of a man and a woman found dead from multiple gunshots inside a car earlier this week. 34-year-old Stephanie Coquero of Vineland and 38-year-old William Dean of Richland were found inside the vehicle with bullet wounds to the head. The investigation is ongoing. Many of New Jersey's live performance venues are nonprofit organizations which have notably struggled during the pandemic, but as they are beginning to reopen this summer, they hope audiences will come back, which will not only bring in money, according to Adam Pearl of Art Pride New Jersey, but may also bring workers back to these groups.
When we're talking about specifically nonprofit arts organizations, prior to the pandemic, that's almost 22,000 jobs in New Jersey, and that's just the nonprofit.
Art Pride has collaborated with the State Council on the Arts and the Division of Travel and Tourism on an online summer stages guide to tell you what's going on around the state, where and when. That's available on the Discover Jersey Arts website. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Sunscreen and air conditioning will be your friends this weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Dennis and Judy.
You guys carry me through the tough time. You guys are peanut butter and jelly. It's like the perfect combination.
Thank you. I'm liking to cry.
I love the people that listen to the show.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
We're now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, it is getting very slow now, coming down both spurs of the turnpike back into the car and truck lanes. We've got northbound traffic, too, north of exit 14 back up to the western spur. And then it looks like the southbound inner roadway bunching up by exit 13. Otherwise, heading down to the Shore Points Turnpike, relatively light south of the Gothels Bridge. Now, over on the parkway coming out of Essex County, we've got southbound traffic at 148 down to 280. More volume into the Irvington and Union areas. And then it gets slow in pockets in between Kenilworth and Clark. Some northbound traffic building at 142 heading up to 145. And on 287, southbound delays 5 down to 3, and then it gets really heavy onto 440. If you're heading down the shore, Garden State Parkway slow right near exit 109 and 114. We've got some stop and go approaching 105. But into Ocean County, still not terrible. I'd say some minor slowdowns heading into Brick and Lakewood. We still look pretty good into Toms River. If you're entering New Jersey off the Walt Whitman, that's been very heavy onto 76. Eastbound traffic down to 42, which continues to be slow in pockets down to the AC Expressway. We've got a lot of heavy traffic on 295 south of exit 32 and the turnpike bunching up south into exit number 4. Across the Hudson, it's gotten a little bit slow leaving New Jersey now with the George. I'd say about a 10-minute delay upstairs, some minor slowdowns downstairs. Lincoln Tunnel, about a 5 to 10-minute delay. Same at the Holland Tunnel. And if you're getting there off the turnpike approach, they've got a crash off to the shoulder along along the way. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's up at 218 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by Ford Blue Advantage. Wouldn't it be nice if everything you bought online arrived just as you expected? There are no surprises with Ford Blue Advantage. Now you can shop for used cars online, in person, or both. You can also test drive before you buy. Check it out at FordBlueAdvantage.com. On Wall Street, the Dow sinking 403 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 205.
New Jersey 101.5 is throwing a house party tonight at 7.
On the radio.
Join us for Jersey's biggest house party.
Hi, it's Big Joe Henry, and I'll be playing your favorite party songs by request all night long. Call me at 1-800-283-1015 or hit me up on our station app.
Kick off your weekend with Big Joe Henry's house party starting at 7 tonight on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 209, now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We have 3 days of heat and humidity ahead, and our weather is going to be a bit unsettled as we move into this weekend, with a few batches of hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms possible. And as you know, the combination of heat, humidity, and storms could lead to some severe weather concerns along the way, gusty winds and heavy rain. Clouds will continue to increase tonight, and humidity ticking upward, too. There is a chance of showers this evening. Overnight low temperatures only fall into the mid to upper 60s, way warmer than the past couple of nights. Tomorrow looks steamy and summer-like with highs 85 to 90 degrees. With a mix of sun and clouds, we will have to watch for a few spot thunderstorms tomorrow, especially later in the day. Sunday, there could be some early morning showers. Otherwise, it does look dry for your Father's Day with partly sunny skies. Still very warm, 85 to 90. One more hot and humid day near 90 degrees on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Point Pleasant Beach, 82 degrees, Piscataway, 84, Plumstead, 82. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.